It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on board. It's a Tony Award-winning Broadway play called Indecent. And my goodness, what a production it is. Hal France is the music consultant. Susan Clement-Tober, of course, from Blue Barn Theater, producing artistic director. They both joined me live here in the studio. Thank you both for coming in today. Hal, you betcha. Hal, I'll start with you. And I want to pop a phrase out there. Food for the Soul.
Food for the Soul is the name of a series that we put on at the Omaha Conservatory, and it's designed to enhance the way people receive the messages of masterpieces. And our masterpiece on the plate this week and next week is the great play by Paula Vogel, Indecent, which is being produced and opens at the Blue Barn this Thursday night.
Wow. Susan, can you talk about the idea behind doing something like this, putting together these enhancements? Because it is kind of a nifty idea to almost use all your senses, if you will, as you enjoy a production.
Right, right. Well, you know, Hal France and I go way back. Years ago, we did Hal France and Friends, right, when we were still in our rental space. And so really, this Food for the Soul is really a Hal France brainchild. I think you should talk a little bit more about that, Hal.
Well, with pleasure, Susan. It's really been a great joy to do it. We started last fall, and we work with different organizations. We did programs with the Omaha Symphony. We have done this collaboration with the Blue Barn, and we are about to do a collaboration with Opera Omaha for their upcoming production of Faust. And it's a menu in three courses. The first course is called Discovery, in which we learn about the piece, the masterpiece. The second is called Inquiry, and then we interview somebody who's intimately involved in it, and that will be Susan Clement-Tober next Tuesday at noon at the Omaha Conservatory, who have been just magnificent partners to me in this project. And then the final course is the performance itself at the Blue Barn. You can buy a menu for $75, or you can go a la carte and just get a course at a time.
Sure. Oh, very neat. And, of course, more information can be found on the website at bluebarntheater.org.
For that, you would go to the Omaha Conservatory website.
Oh, very good.
And you can call 932-4978, which they would, and just ask for Food for the Soul. And we have a program tonight, actually, at 6 o'clock. So.
Oh, very good. And for those folks that might be wondering, you know, they hear the name Hal France and they're thinking, opera, right? And the answer would be, well, yes, of course. I mean, in fact, quite entrenched in the Omaha arts community, aren't you?
Well, I love musical theater. And the thing about Indecent that's so great is that it is a play, but it gets as close to the edge of being a musical as you can. The actors sing and dance. It's a tremendous story about a very courageous play by a Polish playwright, and it covers 50 years of the first half of the 20th century, and it's just spectacular. Serious piece, but very celebratory in many ways. It really leads you to the spirit of art and what art can do. And it's just, I just love the piece. I saw it in Chicago. I saw it last night at the Blue Barn. It's still in rehearsal. And it's a real undertaking. It's a coordination phenomena because of the music, the movement, and the so many scenes. And a troupe of 10 actors and musicians, there's three musicians, play over 40 characters over the course of the play.
Wow. I'm going to go out on a limb here because I could be wrong if my memory is failing me, but is Olga Smola one of the violinists?
Olga Smola is spectacular as our violinist, just has just the perfect sound, and it sounds so great in the Blue Barn. And Sam Bertino, who's also of Kaneko, is a magnificent klezmer clarinet player, and Kate Williams of Film Streams plays our accordion and also ukulele. And they are on stage in costume the whole time, play all the show from memory, and it's quite a score. It uses a lot of old songs, but it also is an original score. And it's as I say, it's as close to a musical and still be generically a play.
And quite frankly, talk about a collaboration of the community. You've just ticked off several local artists who are involved in all sorts of nifty things. What a neat idea.
Well, I should also say that the cast, the seven actors who play those 40 parts are wonderful. And it's a story about this play and its young playwright who really, at an age of 23, wants to write a piece that does not portray Jewish people as paragons or heroes, but as real people. And it's a play about a love relationship between two young women. And it is a beautiful, beautiful play. But Indecent by Paula Vogel chronicles that play, gets inside of it, talks about the lives of all the people that are involved in many productions.
BlueBarnTheater.org. Thank you so much for joining me today.